Bezat Hashem, tonight is the first night of the Hanukkah. Shiyavo Aleinu L'Tova, Amen. Just to review the procedure. The procedure entails a few things. Number one, what time to light. Number two, the Berachot. Number three, where to light. So we'll go in order. The ideal time to light would be 15 minutes after sunset. Sunset tonight is 4:29. Let's say 4:30. So ideally, if a person can be home by 4:45 with his family and light the menorah, tarwa'ala beracha. You have to keep that in mind, because maybe on a weekday you're not able to, but on a Sunday, for example, when most people are not working, shouldn't delay and light the menorah at 7:30 at night. According to some poskim, after you miss the time, it's b'di'avad. You're losing the main mitzvah. So therefore, you should try to light the menorah exactly 15 minutes after sunset. Tonight, being the first night, there's three berachot. Lehadlik ner shel. There's no shel. I was testing you. On Shabbat we say Lehadlik ner shel Shabbat, but Sefaradim we say Lehadlik ner Hanukkah. There's no shel. The second beracha we make is She'asad esim la'avotenu v'yamim mehem bazeman hazeh. Tonight being the first night, we say the beracha of Shehiyanu. Only after you make all three berachot, then you have the shamosh in your hand, which was lit already, then you light. Tonight you're only lighting one nir. But you wait to make all the berachot. Now, after you light the first nir, immediately after that, you say, hanirot halal. You don't have to light all the nirot to say hanirot halal. Once you light the first nir, even on the eighth night, once you light the first nir, which is obligatory, you can start immediately saying Hanerot Halalu, which is the custom to say. Tonight, you light the candle that is to the most right. Tomorrow night, you go from left to right. The way you remember that is V'simanach, the way you write the English language, left to right. It's like the Yevanim, so Anglim, it's the same thing. So therefore, you go from left to right. Tonight is the most right when you stand in front of the menorah. And then you go from left to right in the subsequent nights. Where do you place the menorah? Different places. Ideally, one should place it in the window that's facing the Reshut HaRabim. If a person is able to place the menorah outside, like the halacha says, matov umanaim, it would be better. We only moved the menorah inside when there was danger. Today, Baruch Hashem, the reason doesn't apply. There's no danger. They allow us to put the menorah outside. So therefore, those that want to put the menorah outside would put it on the left side of the door. Which means, when you enter, the mezuzah is on the right, the menorah is on the left. The person that walks through with his seat is in the middle. You're surrounded by your three mitzvot. That's a very powerful energy of Kiddushah. But again, that takes a setup. Probably too late for that setup already. You need a special menorah. You need a special case. You can't just light outside in the regular menorah. But the conventional for most people, and even the gedolim, they light inside, many of them. And of course, so you have no problem. After you light the menorah, one should say "Lamnaseyah meginot bezmoshir" in the shape of the menorah. Preferably, one should read the mizmor "Vehi Noam" and "Yoshev b'Seter Elyon" seven times. It's brought down by Rav Hida. It's a big sigula for protection, and preferably, it's a great moment to pray for the success of your children. They should succeed in their learning and the Yirat Shamayim, as well as yours. There's 36 Nerot that are lit altogether on the holiday. Each one represents another Masechet of Shas. There's 36 Masechtot. So tonight is Masechet Berachot. You should know all the halachot that come out of it. Tomorrow night, it's Shabbat and Arubin and so on and so forth. Every night, we go to different masechtot. There's 13 words in the beracha: Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kiddushanu Ve'ostav Ve'sevanu Lehadlik Ner Hanukkah. The 13 words are connected the Yag Midot. And therefore, when he says the beracha, preferably he should have the kavanah that when he's saying each word, it's connected to one of the midot. Baruch is Kel, and Ata is Rahum, and then Elokeinu, Erech, Melech, Apayim, Olam, Rav Chesed, Asher is Ve'emet, Kedishanu, Noser Chesed, Mitzvotav La'alafim, Ve'sivanu, Noser Avon. להדליק בין חנוכה והפשע חטאה ונקה. These are the simple כוונות, ולעד השם will go through some of the other כוונות as well. But the main thing is to say the ברכות slowly, without rushing. These are great, great כוונות, these are great מצוות. חנוכה is the כתר. What do I mean when I say it's the כתר? It's the crown of the מצוות. Why? It's the last מצווה that we received. There's 613 mitzvot from the Torah, and there's 7 mitzvot with Rabbanan. The last mitzvah with Rabbanan is Hanukkah, which is the 620th. 620 is Gematria Keter, which is the crown. So therefore this mitzvah, Zakor Olecha Hada Chitum. Everything goes according to the end. If the end is good, everything is good. So fulfilling this last mitzvah, the 620 mitzvot, has great, great ma'alot, not only in the upper worlds, but even in the lower worlds. And therefore, we have to be excited. Some of the custom to go to the mikveh, the tzaddikim, before the lighting of the mikveh, matovu manaim, if somebody has this minhag, to pray mincha before the nerot Hanukkah, that's definitely advisable. And arbit as well. If a person didn't pray arbit, he could pray arbit after, but you should try to pray mincha and arbit beforehand. Our custom also is to say after the lighting menorah, "Hanerot alalu mizmor shir Hanukkah tabayit leDavid," which is in the Tehillim, and then they sing Ma'atzur, and then like I told you, Yosef Vesenta 7 times, and then the Yiratzon that the children and all that. One should look at the Nerot. One should not light the candles and then go inside and play on his computer or eat the jelly donuts. You should eat the jelly donuts by the menorah. You should sit down and just gaze at the menorah. Although, you know, to benefit from the light, but we have lights on anyway. You should look at it. There's a certain kiddusha in the lights of the menorah that's able to elevate the neshamot of the people. So therefore, everybody should get excited. And Be'azat Hashem, Keshem, Shekadosh Baruch Hu Asad Anu Nesim, Ve'yimim Ahem, Kach Yatsil Anu Nesim Nusla'or, Ve'zimen Azeh.